The Capital District of New York Caribbean American Cultural Association was formed last year to bring together people in the area who came from the islands and to promote Caribbean culture and history. Dr. Marcia Sutherland is an associate professor of Africana Studies at the University at Albany and the founding president of the Cultural Association, which will have a booth at tomorrow's Black Arts and Cultural Festival at the Empire State Plaza in Albany.
We have thousands of individuals who can trace their heritage from that region. As you know, the Caribbean region is in our backyard in this country. And of course, since this country was formed, people from that area have been here, and their traditions and their values are also embedded within this country.
This is a nation of immigrants, the Europeans, the Asians. Tell us how the Caribbean Americans came to this country. What is part of the history?
Many centuries. We should note that this country is what, 200 and plus years. They came particularly during the enslavement era also. And of course, when we talk about the immigrations of people from that area, I should note that if you look at the history, there were Americans who traveled during that era to the Caribbean countries. And of course, I think in the early 90s, that was when many thousands of people from that area came to this country.
Tell us more about the Caribbean culture and how it differs from the African-American culture, the Latin-American culture. Does it sometimes get swept up in those cultures and does not have its own distinct identity apart from those cultures?
Well, as the President Obama noted, our values are linked to this country, too. We're a democratic area. Cuba is an exception, of course. But as the president noted, our values and our history are common. Also, what is distinguished in terms of the English-speaking countries? I was born in Jamaica. There are indigenous language, for example, Patois, which was the core language of those who were enslaved by the British and brought to that region. The foods are linked also to the African-American foods because most individuals who are who came out over the Atlantic Ocean to this country and to the Caribbean region were from West Africa. So in terms of foods, how we prepare foods, that's linked primarily to African-Americans. Some were dropped off here and some were dropped off in the Caribbean region during the enslavement era.
In the 1970s, reggae music became a very popular export from Jamaica into Europe, into America. Did that open the door? Did Bob Marley and some of the other reggae musicians perhaps open the door to the West and to other nations regarding Caribbean culture? How important was that?
I think it's very, very important in terms of the popular culture. Bob Marley, I knew him. I used to work at a radio station, JBC. I met him before he became an eminent icon. And we should also note that before Bob Marley, Marcus Garvey, who was born in Jamaica, was here in Manhattan, as you might remember. And his organization, the UNIA, exploded within this country as well as in other regions of our world. So Prince Hall, he was enslaved here and he traced his heritage back to Jamaica. So the trajectory of people from that region is very, very important in terms of like Eric Holder, you know, the Attorney General in President Obama's cabinet. His heritage can be traced to the Caribbean region also, as well as so many, many eminent Americans. And so we are really a part of this fabric not only the popular culture icons, but political individuals as well as other individuals from that region.
You'll have a booth at the Black Arts and Cultural Festival August 6th at the Empire State Plaza in Albany. How else are you getting the word out about Caribbean culture and Caribbean Americans?
Thank you for that question. August the 6th, I do hope some of your listeners will come and visit our booth, because it will be a very engaging and educational booth. We speak about the Haitian Revolution, which was the first one in the Western countries in terms of those who were enslaved in Haiti. And we will also have a power slide on the presence and influence of Caribbean Americans in the United States of America. So it's very, very important. That's one way we get individuals to understand how important this population is in terms of the Capital District. How have we been getting out the word? We have a community barbecue annually. At Christmas, we have a Caribbean Christmas and Kwanzaa celebration, where people from various countries speak about how Christmas was in their own countries. It was excellent when we had that. So we are using various processes to educate and to have people know more about that region, again, which is in our backyard in this country.
Dr. Marcia Sutherland is an associate professor of Africana Studies at the University at Albany and the founding president of the Capital District of New York Caribbean American Cultural Association, which will have a booth at tomorrow's Black Arts and Cultural Festival at the Empire State Plaza in Albany.